Happy Black History Month, I suppose. For several years, I've had a growing uncertainty about Black History Month. I'm not uncertain about the remarkable stories of individual African-American inventors and leaders, or the courageous movements and determination that brought the country from a slaveholding nation to one that elected an African-American president. The history is inspiring, and every February I learn something I didn't know. It's often a fact or event that had been excluded from our nation's story and rediscovered. The problem with Black history is that it isn't Black history. It's American history. The story of how people who were held as slaves won freedom and legal protection is not our country's only story, to be sure, but it's one of the more dramatic. It highlights the nation's struggle to live up to its founding principles of equality and freedom. White people are central to that history, and not just as bad guys. There were always white people who understood that slavery and racial discrimination were wrong and fought against them. Ben Franklin was among them. Native Americans, Latinos, Asian Americans were all part of the history. As I said, Black history isn't Black history. Aside from the inherent contradiction of the concept of Black History Month, there's a more pragmatic problem. Over the years, I've noticed that people who aren't Black seem to tune out when Black history programs come on. They might think it isn't for them. And while Black people certainly need to know more about our contributions to the country, all Americans need the information. So on one hand, it makes sense to stop setting Black history aside and integrate it into American history. But that's the catch. Historian Carter G. Woodson started what was initially Negro History Week in 1926 because the history was ignored. We've made a great deal of progress since then, but I think a lot of people who are interested in Black history, Black, white, and other, worry that without a designated month, Black history will drop out of the nation's story again. How do we make sure Black history is truly integrated? I don't have an answer. With a perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.